I live in your radio, and now it is time for me to choose what you're going to hear. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau. Time for K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, where it happens to be Friday night, bing bam, there is no point in resisting. Now get angry and relax.
Okay,
Oh crap, what is this?
You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is now the Lullaby Explosion, as it is the last... I almost said Sunday. Whew. The last Friday of every month. But if it was the last Friday of every week, it wouldn't be that, because I...
Maybe just the last Friday and or Sunday of any month where...
Yes! Apparently I'm having problems braining things. Problems? What is going on? I really have no idea what I'm doing now. I thought I was ready, but apparently when you take cold medication, you have no idea what's going on.
You're on the big N, little Q, big Q. Wow, big head, little light, big you.
You almost said it, didn't you?
No, I just misspelt it.
It's the day version, though.
Well, that's no fun.
Well, ever since they changed the ingredients.
No, there's still something in NyQuil. It messes with my dreams. It makes them very vivid and memorable.
That means I should get some. I'm bringing the boom. Crap, what am I doing? You open another thing and, I don't know, should I just jump into some crap?
Sure, I mean...
Hey, or play some music?
Both, you could do both.
Okay. This is a band called A with Four Starters, because it's the beginning of the show. I guess that makes sense. Right here on... What station is WNBLP?
We've been here some more, and it's a or a place that you'd rather be. Someplace lost in space. It's in my head that's telling me somewhere, somewhere out there, anywhere. I don't care. Get me out of here. If I could feel all the bells and the bricks and the bricks. If you were real, I could take what's apart and put it back together.
That was Nine Inch Nails with Deep, and they say pins and
needles?
Pins and something. So if you think it says something else, you are wrong!
Pins and thumbtacks, probably, for safety reasons.
The pins and the pricks from the pricks you get from the pins.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happens when you get pinned. It pricks mm-hmm. your finger. I assume it's your finger. Trying to dig myself out of that one.
I'm just expecting some sort of action-packed show now.
Oh, there's so much action in this lullaby explosion. Listen to this. We have explosions all over the place. They kind of sound the same, but they're not the same.
Maybe the layperson they sound the same, but to experts, you can feel the difference in those explosions.
The experts at the WNRBLP studios currently.
Yes.
As anyone else is not an expert! So take that with some grains of salt.
And some pipes.
Yes! And I was listening to Conversation Digest Rewind before, and
mm-hmm.
I just want to say, crack all the windows! and there's no Conversation Digest tonight. Tonight is September 28th? And while this is live right now,
2012.
September
2012. Just in case.
Okay. Okay. I still want to talk underneath this.
Man,
this music.
This jerky was a good choice.
Not like this crap in the...
That stuff in the machine here.
It tastes like sand.
To you, maybe.
It gets caught in... You know how you take a large handful of sand?
Connoisseurs. It is delicious.
The stuff in over there in the other room is crap! I'm betting that's much better, because it probably cost $4 for that huge thing, and that little bag in the other room is like $1.35 for sand jerky. Okay, next up on the Lobo Explosion is the Silver Sun Pickups with the Panic Switch right here in WRBOP.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires. And a piece of the game. Even though I know, I suppose I'll show all my cool and cold like the Joe. Spite of my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage. Spite of my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Smashing Pumpkins with Billy Corgan. With Billy Corgan doing everything, I assume, and just maybe giving everyone else a little bit of credit with the Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Didn't he get rid of Darcy?
Maybe she quit or something. Or he. Yeah. I see him getting rid of people. It's like, screw it, you guys suck. Why don't we just call it the Billy Corgan Experience? I don't know.
The BCE?
Yes. Wait, didn't the drummer have something called the Jimmy Chamberlain Complex?
The Alan Parsons Project?
What about lasers? And now I shall read from the Book of Corgan. Despite all my rage, I am still a rat in a cage. Then someone will say that all is lost and never be saved. Woe is me. Everyone else is fired.
Wah.
Thus said Billy Corgan.
Whoa, what? Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Did I just have a stroke or something? Is this...
I think the Matrix just happened.
Crap. I'll just... Oh, this album's great.
I need to get that. That's...
I could shove it on your phone.
Oh, yeah, you should do that.
You already bought the album, but your disc is scratched, and I happen to have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm saying this. This is awkward. I guess after these
How else would I know J.G. Thirlwell's the composer of this music?
Exactly. Not by the internet, that's for sure. And maybe in a couple, 6 minutes or so, or five, will be the first of three features on the Lullaby Explosion tonight! I might need to take more medication.
That's usually always a good idea.
Self-medicate early and often. That's my motto. Okay. And now, Adam and his package with Anarchy Means I Litter. I think he sounds pretty tough.
He is pretty tough.
Liquor. Oh, I get it. Enter, you mean that you litter. We're gonna tear this stupid city I can't believe that's for Wyndham and Rotundo. Derringer, you should have buried yourself and stayed buried.
Ah, oh, come on, Jesse, eat your heart out.
Oh, speaking of eat your heart out, that happens to be the title of our next cut, Jesse Ventura.
That's right. Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield. By the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Now there is true talent.
Let's hear true talent. You ready for it, Gene?
I think so.
Rick Derringer with a real American.
Man, I miss Mean Gene Okerlund.
Is he still alive?
I have no idea.
So let's just assume he's dead then. He's dead. Okay, I guess it's... I guess I'll just get into celebrity birthdays. There's not much on here because I guess celebrities don't get birthdays that often. Elijah Wood. 65 years old.
Wow.
He still looks like a hobbit.
Wow, he's really taking care of himself. I wonder, I guess he'd be a day over like 35.
Yeah, plus he was in Back to the Future 2. As one of the kids near the wild gunman machine.
I
was like, you have to use your hands? That's a baby's game.
I didn't know that.
Now you learned something. Ron Jeremy, 45. Learned today he's one of the top porn stars that have lots of money. Within the top six or seven.
Oh.
With like $10 million. I guess if you're doing that, you're going to be making some monies.
No, he always seemed like a pretty nice guy from those random reality shows he was on VH1.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Dennis Leary is 88. I guess that's what you get for smoking that many cigarettes, Mr. Leary.
And drinking all that stuff.
Yeah, he does like to drink a lot. Maybe even some alcohol. Vladimir Putin, 34. In Soviet Russia, ages don't get you.
In Soviet Russia, birthday has you.
Sylvester Stallone, 61. Harriet Tubman, 23. Aunt Jemima is 56. Matt Damon, 44. Ben Affleck is 4.
Wow. I like to see what he gets up to later in life, because he's really had quite the success stories in these first 4 years.
Yes. Those 4 years have been stretched out about 12. Like time dilation machine. Kevin Smith, 89. And Jimmy Kimmel is 33. I wonder what he's up to today. Probably crying over Sarah Silverman. They were going out for a while.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Hence the crying.
Yes. He's going to be eating tear soup for supper. Ugh. I don't know. This is awful. Okay, and in about like a half hour, it's going to be another feature called Learn a Term. You guys remember this one. But anyway, next up on WNBOP's very own Lullaby Explosion?
Kaboom.
Is the faint with I Disappear into blowing up noises. We'll be right back. Mo Cookbook with Buddy Holly, everyone's favorite, with lovely, lovely instrumental, as they mostly do, covering famous songs from here and there and nowhere and everywhere.
Songs you know, songs you've never heard of.
Yes, if it sounds familiar, you're just from a different place. And time. Area. Code.
Planet. Eon.
Wait, a different eon. Isn't eon like a frame of time? Or
yeah.
Distance? Okay, define. Oh, gotta spell that right.
Eon is time.
An indefinite. Indefinite. And very long period of time. Often a period exaggerated for humorous and rhetorical effect.
Mm-hmm.
A unit of time equal to a billion years. Well, that's stupid.
It's like saying you have a bajillion dollars.
I have a whole ton of eons of money.
Is it eon or is it aeon? Or is it both?
Well, let's see how it's... I don't remember this song. Pronunciation.
Eon. Ian.
Ian.
Ian. I don't know. I don't believe you, dictionary.com. I'm going to pronounce it Eon.
I could pronounce it Aeon.
As long as it's not Ian.
Ian. Ian.
I like pressing that button.
Ian.
He's getting stuff done. Wow.
Oh.
What?
Whoa. Oh, no.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm just...
The wavelength?
Making noises.
Ah. So next up on this, I guess the only way to describe it is drug-fueled. It would not... It's over-the-counter cold medication.
Can I alter that to drug and meat-fueled?
Yes. Yes, drug and meat-fueled. All over-the-counter stuff. It's actually DayQuil in pill form.
And
sure. Like, if you can tell, I kind of have a stuffy nose, and that's why I'm taking it. So next up, on the drug and meat fueled version of the Lullaby Explosion, which is the last Friday in every month, is Sex Pistols with Anarchy in the UK. I mean, UK.
UK?
I don't know. Right here on WNBLP.
Yeah.
I'm tired after that.
I took a nap. That was David Bowie by Phish.
By request.
Yeah, don't get this in your mind, people, that you can request. Especially after that song. Oh, that sapped whatever energy I had out of me. It's
so you're saying it's your anti-drug.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it? Maybe I need to take more drugs. Where are they? Yes! More! You are listening to WNRB LP Watson, 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
Free tacos?
We are... I'd go for free tacos.
I think most people could.
But we're making sure that everything goes on track here and Phish doesn't steal my soul.
There have been a lot of stories of them doing that lately.
I think the last time that I heard Phish, they were on the Simpsons episode where Homer gets his eyes pecked out or something by birds, and then he has to smoke something for relief. They tackle the hard-hitting issues of
yesteryear
medical stuff. No. Oh, wait! Ah! Ah! Crap! Huh. It's time for Learn a Term! I didn't get this set up because I was too busy thinking about how much I hate Phish. Ah! Where is this? No, come on, man.
Maybe you deleted it.
Where's that song go? I put it in last week's folder. I'm just going to keep yammering on about this crap.
Do you know how you spell learn a term?
L-E-A-R...
No, you're wrong. Learn a term. L-E-R-N-A-T-E-R-M. No spaces.
I'm stupid.
Learn a term.
Okay, I apparently don't know where I put that file, but it's the... No, that one's for fractional history, which I'll have to get that. Oh, I'll just play something else from this for learning, because I don't care anymore. You're going to learn. Yeah. This one will be it. It sounds like you're learning stuff.
Sitting on the porch.
Yeah, getting the learning going on. Okay. Out of three new terms tonight, I will say all three of them. Behind. The end of a bee near its back. For example, that bee got struck in the behind when it flew too close to its neighbor's wife while buzzing too loud. Unbridled. The opposite of getting married for a guy. Example, Billy, sick of getting constantly nagged at, went down to the courthouse to get unbridled from his very loud and obnoxious wife.
Mm-hmm.
You go, Billy. Hill of beans. Something that doesn't amount to much. And maybe about not regretting something. Something that I was going to read that over again. For example, I thought I threw up more than that hill of beans. Oddly enough, I didn't eat any beans. I think I regret that. And there you just got learned.
Learn a term.
I think that's the strongest feature. You learn something, and you learn something.
And it kind of works off puns, so... nothing that works off puns can ever be bad.
Yes. That's... My mother always said that. Next up on the Lullaby Explosion is my good friend, but even though he's dead, he's still my friend, is Robert Palmer with Simply Irresistible. I think I pronounced that right. Irresistable. It's about a table that he likes.
Irresistable.
Okay, I just nodded and I was thinking everyone else could see me do that. Robert Palmer with Simply Irresistable right here in WNBLP. The Arcade Fire with Rebellion Lies.
Lies.
It's in parentheses.
Lies.
Parenthesis. Parenthesis?
Parenthetical brackets?
Yes. Wait, are those the bracket things then?
No, I don't know.
Or is that something different?
Well, the lies are in parentheses.
Oh, I was going to say it was like keyboard
logic. But yeah, I know,
logic.
I know what you mean, but no, I'm curious because there's like, those like the square, brackets. Well, the rectangular brackets that may or may not be on the parentheses keys.
No, those are on the...
They are on the parentheses keys.
What, right there? The parentheses are on 9 and 0. And then the brackets are over next to the...
Oh, yeah, there's brackets and then there's other brackets.
Yeah, you want to get typing up some lines of code with those nerds and their computer stuff.
Nerds!
Oh, I need to find that. Keep filling up.
I got that movie recently. I haven't watched it yet, though. It was like the collector's edition.
Ogre.
Nerds!
Spoilers, he becomes a nerd in one of the later movies.
Nerd! Nerd!
Oh, Ogre. May you be in everyone's dreams tonight. Everyone's. Especially yours. You know who I'm talking to.
Zoom.
What was I doing? No, I wanted to play. Okay, we'll do. No, we're going to do a different one. I was going to do something. But I guess.
Play the one with the good beat to it.
Oh, that one!
That's a sneaky one.
Yeah, it's hiding. It's hiding in here. Okay, since I hear some harmonicas in the background, even though it has nothing to do with harmonicas, this is Proto Man with Vengeance! And WNBLP's very own Lullaby Explosion! Boom!
No matter. Christmas. Well, I think it's fine. Russian summer rain.
Music that was
or action science music.
Super science?
Is there any other kind?
No. Well, yeah, no.
Mad science.
That was Open Hand with Tough Girl, which in the WNBLP studios I accidentally mispronounced it as Touch Girl, and I'm thinking, yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Steer you away from that. You know, mad science and super science are almost the same thing.
Except super science goes to good.
Yeah. Because, like, super science will follow morals and societal norms.
Well, for the most part. Unless you're cloning a whole bunch of your kids.
Yeah, mad science just does whatever it wants.
I think Dr. Venture is mad science, but he keeps saying he's in super science.
Mad science is about possibilities, not applications.
I don't know why that's funny. Let's just do whatever they want.
Well, the best example of mad science I've ever seen was in a movie where, like, the guy was trying to bring back, like, the dead back to life. He had, like, a serum he'd just pump into people to do it. But he just, like, he had an arm and a leg. And he just, like, kind of looked at him, made, like, a huh face, stuck them together, filled them with juice, and off they went.
Oh. He's getting stuff done.
It wasn't going to, you know, do anything for him. Wasn't going to, like, you know, be a little servant or anything. Just, he was like, I wonder if that's possible. And it was.
Well, he better. I don't know what I'm doing right now. How about just shove a Muse with Supermassive Black Hole on?
sure.
It's I'm looking at the list and it's just kind of poking me right in the eyes with that, and it's ready to go because it's right on there.
Oh, then yeah, if it's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
Ready to go?
Right here on WNBLP's very own K-Man's Lullaby Explosion! The Gorgor Girls with I'm Gonna Get You, yeah, right here on WNBLP's very own Lullaby Explosion!
There's a movie called The Gorgor Girls.
The Gorgor Gilmore Girls?
Yeah. I'd watch The Gorgor Gilmore Girls.
Since it's the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, it's now time for a very horrible new live fractional history. Let's see if I can read this correctly. Gary Coleman was born in 1843 to a group of giants. They took one look at him and wondered why he was so small. His father always said, "What you talking about?" to Gary, even though he was just looking at stuff so close to the ground. Being so close to the ground, Gary breathed in better air than his parents did. This is what enabled him to live over 150 years. Gary was once overheard having a heated argument with a pair of rats. Back and forth they went, when finally Gary took the cheese that was in the mouth of the bigger rat and ran off, giggling like a little schoolgirl. When he was 45 years old, he took off in his parents' canoe to see the world. He didn't get too far because he has a pretty bad case of apathy. He sat on the shoreline and whittled rocks and ate sticks. Getting sick with life, Gary said, "Screw it." He dug a hole, climbed in, and covered himself with the dirt. There he waits even to this day. If you see freshly dug up dirt, please don't walk on it, as he could reach up, grab your leg, and drag you in to play a game of Scrabble with only vowels and a never-ending board that goes on for miles and miles. Beware! This was fractional history, and now you know the real truth. Yeah, you don't want Gary Coleman to reach you.
I saw that Scrabble board one time.
Did it end?
It said, yeah.
Oh, sometimes why? Only when it's used in a vowel capacity. Like, sky, and my, and pie. Okay. Next up on this horrible, I don't know what's going on anymore. I need to check some lyrics.
They put one of those songs on one of those other songs on.
Which?
The one with Electric Eel Shock.
Oh!
I believe this will be Electric Eel Shock with their cover of Lovin' You.
Right here on WNRBLP's Lullaby Explosion!
I wanna do show the Hessians we can't be stopped. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school, and I've gone out of my mind. Flock of seagulls really busted out. Hazy Fantasy made all of the kids shout. We've got a microphone, and it's made out of plastic. We've got a show tonight, it's gonna be classic. We'll take on the world and MTV. We'll rock the math club Christmas party. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school, and I've gone out of my mind. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Come on! Baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school, and I've gone out of my mind. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school, and I've gone out of my mind.
I don't know. Nah, not this one. How about this one? That was Nerf Herder with Vivian on WNRBLP's very own Lullaby Explosion, because it's the last Friday of the month. I almost said last Friday of the year. I'll have to do something really stupid and dumb for the last Friday of the year. But that's not now. That's later. Wow.
I want to go to the carnival where this is the music that's being played there live.
I know it's supposed to be bad, but it's still kind of...
Yeah, it's just kind of driving and just slightly out of tune and...
It hurts me. But I know he's doing it on purpose, so it kind of calms me at the same time, but... Ugh.
It's like if I were going to go make a movie, like a horror movie at a carnival... This is what would play basically the whole movie.
Play it, and then reverse it, the whole song, and then just keep playing over and over.
It would be about like a haunted calliope, and this is what it played. So it would be like somehow chasing you down, rolling itself down the street, playing this as it chases you. You'd always know where it was, but it'd always just be keep coming to get
you. You take a sharp turn, and it has to take forever to turn around. Oh, man.
It just keeps playing this song the whole time.
I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to wait till this is done so everyone can hear it. Oh, it's...
You know what... It would be hard to write that, to write music just
purposely that out wrong.
Because it's out of tune, but it's not like horribly out of tune where it's just you can't listen to it at all.
It's just enough to make you retch a little bit.
It's just enough to make you say, oh, it's not right.
No. Oh, next up on this travesty is the Pipettes.
Pipettes. It's got some ets at the end.
And it's the song title, which I'm reading, which what it is Because It's Not Love, and then parenthesize, but it's still a feeling.
Parentheses.
Okay. WNBLP.
Just wanna catch your eye. is with the babies. Make your babies shake their booties, yeah.
Who likes to rock the party?
Who likes to rock the party? Who likes to rock the party? Who likes to rock the party? Who likes to rock the party? Who likes to rock the party? Who likes to rock the party? New Zealand likes to rock the party.
Yeah.
This is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining. Thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77.
Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. If they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah, Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars, my seventh winner up here, Star Wars!
And those are everything you ever wanted to hear ever. I'm not going to name them off because you know and love them.
There's not enough crooners these days just working in the area.
Bill Murray should just run around and randomly go into bars and sing little songs.
I think he was on a Crash Your Party tour for a while.
Oh!
Like, you could invite him to your party, and he was just going to travel the United States and go to people's parties.
Is he still doing that?
I have no idea. I'm going to say it's like a month ago I saw that.
That upsets and infuriates me. Because I want him to come to my party.
Yeah, you're having a party?
I am now. And no one's invited except Bill Murray.
That could end up being really awkward for you.
Only if I shoot him with a shotgun. I'm referencing that movie, Zombieland. Which was a great cameo, by the way. Why would you dress up like a zombie in a zombie apocalypse? Oh,
You'd think it's a good disguise, but you're only going to fool the people that have brains left to reason out what's going on.
Damn kids. Yeah, damn Jesse Eisenberg. He killed Bill Murray. I don't care if Bill Murray's a zombie. I would not shoot at him. I'd let him stumble around and take some pictures of him and some video.
Maybe trap him in a shed.
No one would ever believe it if I didn't take the pictures. That pictures and those videos and... I don't know, I got like 7 minutes left. Oh, I'll play this one.
Is it good?
Of course, it's Weird Al.
Oh.
Okay, here's Weird Al with a Twister. Right here on WNBLP. His very own Lullaby Explosion.
Yeah!
Mics are still on. I'm gonna keep them on.
Oh, okay.
He's pretending to be the Beastie Boys.
Sounds kind of like Run DMC too. Of course, I can only name Tricky by them.
Oh, that's a lot of snot. I guess. What? No, I don't want. Yeah, might as well. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds. It's the highs with Dial, all right?
It's true. Do, 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 do. Gosh, song is stuck in my head.
Which one? The Twister?
No, other one.
Which one?
Yeah, it's Tricky by Run-DMC. Oh.
I think this show is just falling apart right now. Screw it, I'm keeping the mics on. Now let's have an important conversation about
bass players.
Bass players.
These guys, their bass player, follow the bass player rules.
Does he dance around?
No. That is one of the rules, though. You either have to dance around like a crazy person or stand perfectly still.
Darcy from Smashing Pumpkins did that. Just stood there like a stick.
There's also either you have no hair on your head or you have odd hair on your head.
Wait, where are these rules coming from?
Observations.
Ah! What about having a look on your face like you're almost half angry?
Allowable.
Or is that like the Van Halen grimace? I don't really know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm just assuming everyone knows this and they can hear us. Apparently we're the Hives. Die. All right. This is highly annoying right now.
Maybe we should try a show sometime where the mics are just down the entire show.
I could do that. I have no problem doing that. I need to quick find another song. Or should we just yammer and such?
I don't know. We got a couple minutes left?
Yeah. Well, this song's got 47 seconds left.
I still gotta figure out what those lyrics are to Tricky. Because I can hear them, but I can't hear them with other songs going on.
Alright!
The speech is my recital! I think it's very vital
to rock a rhyme that's right on time. It's Tricky.
Here we go. It's Tricky is the title. It's Tricky is the title. It's Tricky to rock a rhyme to rock a rhyme that's right on time. It's Tricky.
It's Tricky.
Tricky.
Tricky. Here we go.
Wait, who's doing in the psoriasis?
Let me move my mic here.
Okay.
The speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock.
A rhyme.
That's right.
On time.
It's Tricky. It's the title.
Here we go. It's Tricky to...
Tricky to rock around.
Do they do both this part at the same time?
Rhyme to rock around. That's right. On time. It's Tricky. It's Tricky.
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 It's Tricky to rock... Wow. It's easier... It's easier when I don't know the lyrics and I'm just making them up to keep the rhythm.
Yeah, I was going to look for the video and just play it.
I just blame SSX.
Great game.
You got the power up. Pop it. There you go, Run DMC for 10 seconds.
I actually took that off when they started playing because hour after hour you hear them and you're like, the only thing you can ever think for the rest of the day is how things are tricky and you're trying to walk through areas and maybe that's just me.
Someone covered that recently. Well, not recently, but I want to say the Bloodhound Gang. I'm pretty sure they did do a cover of that.
Did they do Tricky?
I want to say they did Tricky. Possibly on that Fierce Beer Coaster album.
Okay.
They also had the one song on the album with Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah,
Ice.
They did do it Tricky. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle in the house.
Is it Boom? The song is called Boom. Maybe I'll
sure.
Maybe I'll play this one next week or something. If it's clean enough.
No, it probably is. I think they're pretty...
Tricky?
Lyrically true to it.
Jimmy Pop, you never know what he's gonna do next.
Jiminy Pop?
Jimmy Papa Lee. I don't know anything else. Oh, it's the end.
We're done.
You are listening to WNRBLP Wassa 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is the end of this stupid stuff with the lullaby explosion with my retinas.
Kaboom.
Oh. I don't know. Which one?
I saw some rat.
Ooh. There we go.